Welcome, everybody, to Lore and Poor. Hey, everyone, we've got such a special episode tonight because not only are we talking about the sexiest monsters in D&D, the vampires, we are also here joined by the two, not one, not three, but two leading experts on vampires and all things vampiric, Dragonbait and Danny.
It's April.
Oh, yes.
I'm kidding. No.
Who are we tonight?
I'm Dragonbait.
We are Dragonbait. Okay.
I guess we'll have to explain that later.
It'll be fine.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, hey, hi. First off.
Yes.
Welcome to the show. Second off, we had to start every episode off talking about what we're drinking tonight.
I am drinking a Stella Rosa blueberry wine.
Mmm.
After smashing
sounds delicious.
A watermelon on the floor.
No, okay. Not smashing. Oh, like a watermelon. I did see it. It was a glass.
Oh, yes. I smashed a glass of wine that was watermelon flavored, but it didn't taste like watermelon. It just got my foot real sticky.
Well, you can't drink from your toes, Dragon Meat. That's one thing that...
You don't know me. What are you drinking, Danny?
I am drinking a lovely combination of root beer schnapps and whipped cream vodka.
Oh. It is so good. So I did try this.
It is good. It is dangerous.
Danny has not tried any of my wine.
Well, because it'll make me sick.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't sound fair.
No. It'll make her sick, so we're not doing that.
Wait.
What?
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought, okay. I lost the plot for a second. I thought
there is no plot. It's a story.
I thought the root beer was going to make Dragonbait sick.
No.
Wine will make Danny sick. Gotcha.
Yes. Anyway. Cheers.
Cheers.
Adam, what are you drinking?
Just about fucking spilled it all over the goddamn floor, didn't I? I'm not drinking Dirty Deuce tonight because I ran out of Diet Mountain Dew. So it says Diet Coke and Kettle One Vodka. I don't have a name for that yet.
Diet Deuce?
Dirt Deuce.
Oh.
No, because there's no dew. It's the dew, isn't it, though?
Yeah, it's Diet.
Dirty.
Diet Dude.
Dirty Swamp Water. Anyway, obviously, welcome everybody. We're definitely for sure gonna talk about vampires at least a little bit tonight. Totally. Maybe
sometime.
We'll get there. So, but hey, since you two are the leading experts, where did you guys get your expertise from, by the way?
Like Missouri State just, University.
Gotcha. And you majored in vampires?
Yeah, obviously. Okay.
And Danny, where'd you get yours? Are you a vampire?
I am not a vampire. I'm just a vampire expert. I have a lot of life experience with vampires.
I mean, half of that's pretty crafty is vampire.
Well, legally, either of you have to tell me if you are a vampire.
I just did.
Wait.
I'm not a vampire, but half of pretty crafty is a vampire.
Oh. So there's math involved.
You get to guess which half it is.
Hey, how we like to start every episode of Lore and Poor now, 10 episodes
now,
in, is, no, not before. Before we didn't do this, but now what we do is we like to give our expert guests an opportunity to just take as much time as they want to give a overview of the subject. So kind of like an apex event of vampires, maybe how they started to like present day, kind of a A to B, however high level, low level you all want to get with it.
Do you want to start or do you
sure,
want me to start?
I will
because
start.
Like I was there when the first vampire showed up.
Okay.
But if you want to tell
so
that
you're a
story,
so you're a fucking vampire.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But no,
April.
I'll start the story.
No, it's
Rachel.
Dragon.
Rachel?
How dare you?
I don't know.
One uses my Christian name anymore.
You're a Christian vampire?
No, that's the
why
problem.
The name.
By the way, there are. It's the 3rd of July, so there's gonna be fireworks
Yeah, that's
just,
fine.
Just fucking
We're
happening.
In your murder basement, so we won't hear them.
I do.
So, right, vampires yeah. are the best monster.
Fuck yeah, they are.
They are just awesome. They did start in Europe, because, you know, all good things come from Europe. Actually, no, all shitty things come from Europe. Vampires also came from Europe.
Yeah.
So, and yeah. a long, long time ago, DB is very old.
Yeah, very 1842. Old.
Mm.
That's all?
That I've told you.
Well, okay, yeah. My math is a little bit rusty. I thought maybe you were older than that. But yeah, vampires are old. They've been around for a while. You met some of the first ones.
I did. I met Dracula.
Oh, yeah, he's super cool.
He was a fun partier. Like, everybody, Dracula gets a lot of hate. Like, everybody's like, oh, he's so moody. Oh, he goes after, like, Nina all the time. Listen, Nina
deserved it.
And she threw herself at him. Bram Stoker got it wrong. There's also Strahd, but he's a whiny bitch. So, yeah. And well, like, no one wants to invite Strahd to anything because it's always like, ugh, I've been cursed. Bitch, we've all been cursed.
See, Dracula's starting to get like that.
He is, like, but he's age.
It is. He's turning into a bit of a poser. Like, he is super into the whole, I am Dracula. It's just...
Remember when he went through his 80s phase?
Oh my god, that was so cool. He was the best in the 80s.
Oh my god. Oh,
man, Dracula on cocaine was ridiculous.
Oh my god, right?
Right? He was a problem.
He was a problem. Remember all the messes? I told you all the messes I had to clean up, remember?
Oh man, it was... Yeah, God. I don't envy you at all.
No.
I'm so glad I was not of an adult age to deal with that shit then.
Oh my god. It's awful.
Yeah, trouble. Nothing but yeah. trouble from that man.
Vampires shouldn't do drugs.
No, they shouldn't. Yeah. And they shouldn't drink the blood of people who've been doing drugs either.
But it's so much fun. It's a little muted if you drink the blood, though. Like, it's not like, oh, I straight sniffed some cocaine off somebody's body.
I mean, I haven't done either of those things, so I don't have a baseline to compare it to, but I will take your word for it.
Probably a good thing.
Yes, it is.
So how
did vampires start again? Vampire A.
It's really funny. It was kind of like a joke. Like,
it wasn't supposed to be a thing.
This awful dark wizard was like, oh, liches are so out. I'm gonna make a new thing. And he was drinking with somebody's.
That's where
what was his name
start.
Again?
His name was,
I think it was Joe. Wasn't it?
Joseph Timmis. It was Joseph Timmis.
Okay.
But not the Joseph Timmis we know now.
No, he's just named after the guy.
Yeah, it was a weird coincidence.
Joe's parents were big fans.
Yeah, I think they were. Yeah. Anyway, so he was like, you know, I don't really want to be a lich. So he and his buddies were sitting around a table, and they're like, you know, it'd be really fun. Let's start drinking human blood.
Yeah, that'll totally be a thing.
Fucking
fun.
Oh yeah. So they started drinking human blood, and then
shit went down.
Black magic was involved. People were on drugs and drinking regular like alcohol, and one thing led to another, and some of it's like very fuzzy for a lot of people.
Yeah, they didn't really get records.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was a long time ago. There was no internet.
Well, and like things have been set on fire from wars and whatnot for a very long time.
You know, they try to destroy the records. They don't want to accidentally make more vampires that way.
Yeah, you don't want to just black magic vampires. Those guys are assholes.
Yes, they're total jerks.
Yeah.
The black magic vampires? No, stay away from them.
Yeah.
They're horrible.
Yeah.
Just hang out with the blood-eating vampires. That's cool.
Well, they drink blood, too. But they think they're all better than you because that's kind of how Strahd came about. The black magic vampire.
That explains
fucking
the
Strahd.
Yeah, nothing but trouble.
But Dracula was, too, and he was cool.
For a while.
He's getting whiny now.
Yeah.
How old is Dracula now?
Oh my god. Oh, he just celebrated his birthday last week.
Oh, that's right. I totally skipped his party, but I sent him a present.
I was there.
I sent him a virgin.
Oh, Those are so hard to find.
I know, right?
Oh my god. You the one that popped out of a cake?
Yes.
Like tied up and everything?
Yes, I fed all the cake virgin.
Oh my god, he was so happy. She was delicious.
Oh, he shared? That's really nice of him.
Shockingly, sometimes he doesn't. Like, yeah. He's like, oh my god. But he was in a... I think he's in a better place now. I think we should hang out with him again.
We should try that again.
Yeah. He said he went to therapy. And has gotten over Nina now.
Oh, that's great.
And he's now dating this new person.
Not the virgin, right?
No. It's a vampire.
She did.
Yeah.
She real dead.
Yeah, she real dead. Oh my gosh, who is he? Do you remember? I think her name's Rebecca.
Oh, Rebecca!
Yeah, Rebecca!
Oh, she's so sweet.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Is
Rebecca. That's
Becca
sweet.
A vampire?
Yes. Well, she is now.
Okay, got it. Oh, yeah. Oh, now. Hey, that brings me to... Hey,
that
guess what?
When? Oh, what?
How do you make a vampire? So she wasn't a vampire, but now she is. How do you make a vampire?
So...
Oh, that's easy.
That's very easy. So yeah? What you do is you...
You have to be a vampire to make a vampire.
Obviously, yeah. Well, except in the black magic vampires.
Well, yeah, they were so long ago.
There's also a council now that's like, no more black magic vampires. If you're going to turn somebody... They also really don't like us turning people because...
Yeah. Then there's paperwork. Okay, yeah. There's so much paperwork now. It's become like a government thing.
Danny, I'm going to get in trouble.
Yeah. They won't care.
They won't care that I'm talking about this on a podcast.
They will.
You might have to die, Adam.
No. We'll just turn him. You'll turn him.
Oh, that's... How did you get out of this?
But
you're right.
But then, what about the listeners?
Ooh.
It's fine. You know what? No one's going to believe this anyway. So it's okay. That's how we get so much like away with so much.
You just make it crazy.
Yeah. And people are like, that didn't happen. And you're like, okay.
No, it didn't happen.
No. No. So what did you ask us? Oh, how you become a vampire.
Yeah, yes. That's right. I forgot also.
So what you do. And I'm going to tell you, it's a process.
It is.
You feed off the person, and you're like...
Feed off the person?
Feed.
Okay, gotcha.
That would be a very interesting, hunty-tachy way.
That's more of a succubus thing. That's a whole different story.
Oh my god. We should have talked about succubuses. Anyway, back to vampires. So, what you do is you feed off of them, and you feed off of them for like 3 days.
Oh, shit. That's a lot of days.
You gotta slowly drain all the blood.
It's all about, like, pacing yourself.
Yes, because you don't want to get too full. But also, if you feed too quickly, you just get a tummy ache.
Well, and they die.
They do. If they lose too much blood too quickly, it's like, oh, God. Anyway.
It's a 3-day process.
It's not like you're drinking a Capri Sun. You don't just that shit down. Anyway. And then you feed them your blood. Not a lot of your blood.
No, just a tiny bit. Just a little
don't
scratch.
Die.
You, okay. No, not they. Not that they will... You just don't want to deal with the vomiting.
Yeah, it's gross.
Oh.
I've seen it done once. It was...
Yeah, you shouldn't have come over that day.
Yeah, well, I didn't know you were in the middle of changing someone.
Oh, did I forget to put it on my Google Calendar?
You totally forgot.
Oh, shit. Anyway, so you feed off, they feed off you, and then it's another 3-day process for them to change.
Oh my goodness.
You die, and then you wake up again like Jesus.
It's like a whole week process, though.
It's literally 3 days.
Well,
six.
Because you have the 3 days of you feeding, and then the 3 days of him changing.
And then the seventh day we rest. It's like God.
They're all little mini gods. But
you gotta be careful with that because the Catholics get upset about that sort of thing.
I was thinking about you literally said they die. So are they they're zombies then, right? Not really.
They're undead.
No, they're different.
They're undead. So zombies are rotting corpses. That's what happens when you drink from them too fast.
And then a necromancer brings them back.
And those
we don't like those necromancers.
Oh,
they're,
oh really?
They're total jerks.
Listen.
They are so full of themselves. They're like, oh, I'm a necromancer. I'm a wizard. I'm so smart. You're a jerk.
The other problem with necromancers is they like to raise your exes. And even though zombies are stupid, they're also gossiping bitches.
They are persistent as fuck.
Oh my fucking god. Oh. Oh my god. Did I tell you that I saw Jeremiah the other day?
Oh no. Someone brought him back?
Yeah. He's been dead for 100 years. And so, like, this rotting corpse is at my door trying to bring me flowers. I'm over it. I'm about to... I don't know
who got it. Well, because it's 100 years ago.
Well, yeah.
You had plenty of time to get over that asshole.
Well, and he fucking cheated on me.
He did.
That's why he's dead.
Exactly. There's a reason you killed him instead of just changing him.
Yeah, exactly. You don't wait for them to cheat. No, you don't. No.
No,
you don't,
no.
You don't turn your boyfriends into vampires in case they cheat on you.
And also, if you cheat on a vampire, you fucked.
You fucked.
Speaking of fucked, why vampires so damn horny?
Not all of us. That's a rumor.
Oh, it's a rumor.
Yeah.
But the thing
you know,
is,
it's not a rumor, though.
What is not a rumor?
In the beginning, so when you're first turned, that's when you're the horniest.
Well, because you got that whole bloodlust thing going.
Yeah.
Like, it's new.
It's hot. It's raw.
And that's why the sexy vampires are the newest turned ones.
Yes.
Like, those Twilight vampires?
No.
No.
Absolutely wrong. We do not sparkle in the sunlight. We burst into fucking flames. I don't want to fucking hear it.
I was going to say the thing that I said. What did I say?
You asked why they were so damn horny.
And then after that, I said something and I forgot. And
we interrupted you before you actually said it.
But then Danny, you asked me what I to sponge on what I said, and I forget what I said. Something about, I was going to say, why they did it so dang sexy.
Oh, well, that's just because they're... It's something about the blood and the lack of blood.
Yes.
Ooh.
But it's also the fact that we're trying to lure our prey in.
There's some pheromone things going on. Oh. Those pheromones are ridiculous. Like, you know how they have those pheromone perfumes now? This is like 100
a
times
A vampire
that.
Made those.
That makes total sense.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
yeah,
makes
I
so
would
much
assume.
Sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was like, that was, oh yeah, that was Savannah.
Oh, no. I love her.
Wait, was it?
Savannah the Vampire.
Abigail.
Oh, no.
Abigail.
Abigail.
Yeah, Abigail made that.
She's super talented.
She's super talented. She's
and also, she is so hot. I mean, okay, so I'm a human, so I'm totally susceptible to these vampire pheromones.
Yeah.
But yeah, Abigail, totally hot.
We can also turn them on and off.
Which is but so like, unfair to us humans.
Yeah,
you know?
that's fucking lame, yeah. I'm pretty jealous, but you know what I'm not jealous of?
What?
How I've never seen a male vampire with a beard. How the heck are they all shaven if they can't see themselves in the mirror?
So, the funny thing is, facial hair doesn't grow after you die. Nothing grows after you die. So a lot of people...
Checks out.
Well, and the thing is like whenever you do stuff like this, some people will, they're like, oh, I want my husband to be clean shaven like he was before when I met him. So they'll shave off his beard.
So and then that's it.
And so when he comes back...
That's it.
That's it.
Ain't got no beard.
There's no more beard.
And sometimes people think beards are intimidating. So, like, it's easy to look like a, like, almost cleaned face.
Yeah, it
baby face.
A more innocent look.
Yeah.
To have no beard.
Yeah. Though that's, but remember,
But we are getting to the age of the hipster vampires.
Oh, God.
Like, some of the newer ones have, like, the bushy, bushy beard, and they are never getting rid of that.
It's so hot. Not sexy hot.
Just, like,
you mean, like, hot. Physically hot.
Yeah. Could you imagine living your life with a Duck Dynasty beard for the rest of eternity?
Like can't
hundreds
shave it
and hundreds
physically?
Of years.
No. I mean, it no.
They could shave it.
They could, but then it comes back the next night.
What?
That's so not fair to them.
Why? I thought you said that facial hair doesn't grow on the dead dudes.
Only after they are turned. So, if they're clean shaven before they are turned, it doesn't grow. But... Because of magic-y bullshit, magic-y bullshit.
Yeah. We'll just fucking pass
out
over
that.
So
you know how my hair is blue? I do this every night.
Oh, because you didn't have blue hair while
you
turned vampire.
No, not in 1842.
Why not, though?
Because it wasn't... The technology
because you would have been
exist.
You would have been burned for witchcraft if you had fucking blue hair in 1842.
Yeah, I mean, they tried.
They did, I mean, he just came back the next day.
Yeah. He is persistent.
Hey, DB. Yes. You're a vampire. You can answer this. Do you poop? Vampires poop?
Vampires do poop.
Yeah, they eat, yeah, so, right?
Blood really sometimes just flushes the system.
Oh, god damn it. Oh, fuck. That's so gross. Oh, shit. I didn't...
All those red blood cells? Yeah, that coagulates and, like, chunks up.
Oh, god. Yeah. Okay. I'll put a content warning at this time mark right here at the beginning of the thing, because that's pretty fucking gross.
You asked!
I know. And then I didn't... Okay,
you didn't expect that answer.
True, yeah. So,
Don't ask a scientist about poop.
a scientist?
Oh, a vampire scientist. No. Oh my god. Not really. I mean, maybe.
How dare you?
Hey, I think I know the answer, because, I mean, Dragonbait, I don't think you're evil, right? Are you evil? I was going to ask if all vampires are evil.
No.
Or if they're just misunderstood.
Variations of evil. She's more of like a lawful evil than a chaotic evil.
So still evil, though.
Let's talk about the concept of good and evil.
I mean, yeah, that's a whole big thing.
It is perspective.
Because what one person sees as evil is simply the opposite of what they see as good.
Do you think... So, let me ask you this. Do you think killing a cow for your food is evil?
So, am I the cow in this?
No, you're the person eating the cow.
No, what I'm saying is, with you being a vampire, am I a cow to you?
No, I only eat jerks.
So you definitely wouldn't eat me then, right? Right, dragon bait. Right.
I mean, they have a working relationship.
Wait a second. You wouldn't eat me, though, right, Dragonbait?
Say no.
Right, Dragonbait?
My lawyer's telling me no.
wait, this other vampire expert's also your lawyer?
Obviously.
Yes. Look, you have Bigfoot as a lawyer.
And your PR person.
I run my own PR. Don't even.
No, I just do the social media. It's fine.
That's pretty crafty.
Yes.
I do everything else.
That's true. She takes care of her own Dragonbait.
Rachel Todd.
So would you kill me, Dragonbait?
No.
Okay.
I mean, if he was the last human around. Probably.
Wait. Oh, okay.
Well,
no.
Obviously.
No. Oh, wait. Wait.
Well,
no. Okay.
No. Oh, I haven't told you about the new blood banks.
Oh, we got blood bank. You got blood banks.
Oh my god.
It's like human farming.
That's so cool.
Oh my god.
Oh, is it like that fake meat?
No.
Oh.
It's real blood.
I like the fake meat. It's actually pretty good.
I've never eaten fake. It's not really. So the only thing I eat
science
is blood,
right?
And wine. Yeah,
we need to get you some more wine.
Yes, I will be right back. I need more wine.
But hey, I'm still here. If you have questions.
Okay, so yeah, Danny. Wow, that just sprayed all over my face. So while Dragonbait's gone, you can tell me.
Uh-huh.
What are some of like the big weaknesses of vampires?
Sunlight. Sunlight has always been a thing
for
them.
Sunlight, okay, yeah. Like, what if I ate like a bunch of Italian food? Would that keep her away from me?
It would scare her off a little, but honestly, you would have to bathe in garlic and eat about 37 like full bulbs, not cloves, but like bulbs. It takes a lot of garlic to actually.
What if I staked her right in the? Hey, welcome back, Dragonbait.
Are you lying to me about the garlic?
No. So, Dragonbait, what's some of the big dogs, the big vampires? You mentioned Dracula and Shroud.
Uh-huh.
Are there any other big ones, or are those really like the two?
Oh, Spike. Yeah, Spike was very cool.
Who's that dude? Look,
I loved Spike.
So, do you remember Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
From Rugrats?
No.
The dog?
No. Absolutely not. No. Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Well, real quick, that brings me to the topic of can animals become vampires?
No.
That was...
Why?
Yeah, but
we don't feed off animals. Why would we do that? They're innocent creatures of the world.
Oh.
They're not jerks.
except for that fucking chihuahua.
Well,
did you make a chihuahua a vampire?
No.
No, she just kicked it across the room. It's fine.
What? That's ASPAC.
What?
SPCA?
PETA?
Both.
What are we talking about?
Look, it's a vampire. It's fine.
The chihuahua was fine. I didn't actually kick it across the room.
It just threatened to.
Yeah. Threatening is different, and it tried to bite me, so...
So says your lawyer.
But we were talking... You were lying to him about the garlic. Yeah. So the...
No, I wasn't lying. That was totally true.
The thing about the... So she's telling you to bathe in garlic.
Well, you'd have to bathe in it and eat 37 balls of it.
But the thing is if anybody bathed in garlic and ate...
You die.
30,
you die.
No.
You die.
No, just
you
people would, stay away from
you. Yeah, people... That would literally make everybody stay away from you, not just vampires.
I would stay away, too. And I'm just human.
Nobody wants
you're
to
just
deal.
A lawyer.
Exactly. I'm
and
just a lawyer.
And vampire expert.
Yes.
That's true.
But yeah, I think you have that much garlic probably, in your system.
I think lawyer probably pays more than being a vampire expert.
You would be
expert.
Surprised.
Yeah.
Really?
Vampire experts are paid a lot. Mainly to cover
who,
up.
By who?
Vampires.
Yep.
You want to know why? So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Vampire experts? Deadlier than vampires.
Oh, fuck yeah. Stay on my right side, man.
They... Wait. Mislead the fuck out of you guys.
Vampires sparkle. You know how much we paid Stephanie Meyer to say that shit?
So much.
So much.
Do you know who backed that? It was me.
And then did your lawyer take a cut of it?
Oh, like, totally. Oh, always.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out how exactly Danny's getting paid in this situation.
Look, Danny gets paid a monthly stipend. It's fine.
We have a vampire council that pays like a handful of vampire experts. They're protected. That's why you're protected.
Exactly.
I forgot.
I'm an expert.
Yeah.
The council covers my
it's
ass.
Been, we've been drinking.
Look, sometimes things get a little fuzzy.
So look, what if Danny decides, hey, this gig's not paying enough. What if Danny bit you? Would you turn into a human? Does it not
try?
Work like
Wait,
that?
Wait, you want to try?
Yeah.
Okay, Danny literally just bit you. Are you a human now?
Absolutely not.
How bad did she just bite you? Because I literally just saw her bite you.
There's an indentation.
It's an audio podcast. You could have lied.
No.
You guys have
not.
Surely lied some tonight.
I mean, do you want me to draw blood?
We have not lied tonight. How dare you?
No.
Oh, I totally have lied tonight.
But
not here, not on the podcast.
So the thing is vampires don't lie.
Oh, that's right. You can't lie. I mean, she's tried, and it's just obvious.
It's bad.
So obvious. It's painful.
My hair color is natural.
How? I think you mentioned that you're a couple hundred years old. How old can a vampire live to? Infinite? Until they're like head chopped off or something?
I mean, until someone kills them, right?
Or like they just decide.
So we started in what, 1842?
Yes.
So the oldest are coming up on 200?
Yes.
And they're still around.
Yes.
Like, not all of them. A lot of them have been taken out because, you know, angry villagers and grab your torch and pitchfork and all that shit. But,
fucking lame-ass hoes.
But, you know,
unless you're a good house that way.
Literally hoes.
Yeah,
probably,
literal hoes.
There's probably been a couple of vampires that died to hoes.
But yeah, unless you actually get killed, we haven't had a vampire just, like, die of old age yet, have we?
No. We have had dumbasses open their coffin when the sun was up.
Well, no, I mean, you gotta get that. You gotta get that vitamin D, right?
No, you don't.
The vampires.
What? No. Oh no.
We get vitamin D from your blood.
They just extract it directly from their food source.
That's what you people don't think about. You think that we just run around nomming on everybody, but really we're trying to get our vitamins.
What about if you're like in the wild? Like if you ate a raccoon, would you get some vitamin D from that?
probably.
Raccoon is gross.
Yeah, but they've got some vitamin D.
They have vitamin D, but like...
And I mean, there have been vampires that have decided that they're going to go like vampire vegan and not eat people.
Those guys are stupid.
So what do they eat? Cheese?
No.
What? They like, still have to drink blood.
Small animals usually. Like a lot of rats. It's really nasty.
They get really sick. But like, you know how in Twilight they were like, I'd kill a grizzly bear. Fucking no, you didn't.
No.
Grizzly bears will fuck your shit up even if you're a vampire.
Yeah, I don't care if you're a vampire. I don't care if you're goddamn the Hulk. You're gonna get fucked up by a grizzly bear.
A grizzly bear will rip your fucking head off and end you.
Yeah.
Dead.
You know, yeah. I did hear about one vampire and a grizzly bear named Silas Chester?
Manchester? Oh, I know that jerk. Actually, he's not a jerk. I kind of love him.
Silas? I don't know.
Silas. Oh, you haven't met him.
Who the fuck is Silas?
Chester. He is kind Manchester. Of amazing. And what's he the last is name? So full of bullshit. He's got the best stories. I love it.
What? Who? Wait.
This Lancaster. Man. He's Lancaster.
Lancaster. Oh, that's
the Lancaster
it.
Clan?
He's the British guy?
He beat up a grizzly bear, right?
Wait.
Well, no, he claims he beat up a grizzly
bear.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Claims!
Yeah.
There have always been claims. The thing is some vampires have learned to stretch the truth. We can't directly lie, but definitely stretch the truth.
So I did a little bit of research into this guy, and it wasn't, like, a full-on adult grizzly bear that he fought.
Was it a fucking baby?
No. It was,
was it a teddy bear?
It was a stuffed toy.
No!
It totally was. He ripped the head off a stuffed grizzly bear.
Was it after drinking a, like, wine?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh.
All of his best stories come from drinking. It's awesome. I love that guy. He's so cool. But, yeah, his stories are influenced by his consumption.
Wait, hold on. When was the last time he was at the party?
Oh, man, I haven't seen him in a couple of years. I heard he was hanging out with a group of humans. I know, right? It's so weird.
The only group of humans I hang out with are you.
Well, I mean, I'm your lawyer. You gotta hang out with me.
Yes. And sometimes this one.
Well, you know.
I mean, this is the first time. And I made it clear in the contract with Danny that I signed to just be virtually a couple miles away over Zoom. So
I mean, it is safer for you that way.
It is. Though I don't know why you invited me into your house.
I didn't. Are you in my house recording right now?
Yeah.
I'm at the office.
Oh, no, your wife let us in.
Oh, yeah, she was cool.
She was really sweet.
Wait.
Delicious, even.
Wait, so do we...
Oh, you know what tastes really good?
Can I uninvite... Hey, new question. Can I uninvite vampires into houses?
No.
You can't lie.
So I gotta...
I'm not lying.
So I gotta move.
Well, technically you can't, but you can hire someone who can take care of it.
See?
Wait, who?
Yeah,
like a priest?
Look, you've got my number. You can text me. I will send you some details.
Oh, really?
Look, how much is that going to cost?
You can't have the kids.
I wasn't going to. I don't like kids.
Well,
they're too gamey.
They are.
They're also usually full of sugar.
That's true. We saw what they were eating tonight.
Oh my god!
They ate a whole box of friggin' marshmallows. It was like little animals. It was ridiculous.
That's the problem with children. It's like eating little animals. Little defenseless animals.
That's why the vampires don't usually go for kids.
No. Also, don't turn a kid.
Yeah, no. Oh gosh, no.
Oh, because they'll never age, right?
Well, they'll never age and they turn into fucking little rats.
They are such psychopaths.
Oh my god.
They were like, I've known two kid vampires.
Oh goodness.
And the council had to take them out because they turned into psychopaths.
They didn't take them out. They just locked them up in the room. The daycare, remember?
Right.
The daycare.
Yeah.
They took them out.
Okay.
Look, you can't let those psychopaths be a thing. Because there's something about, like, being infinitely seven and adorable, but then being 100 years old that just messes with your head.
Well, and also the fact that, like, you know how most people have a little voice that says, hey, don't do that.
Kids don't have that. That's a bad thing to add to the vampire lust.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, no, don't do that.
This wine is really good. Because Danny, what?
She doesn't. It does.
I might have spiked it with some blood.
That's you why it's so goddamn red.
Well, I mean, hey. You totally drained Brittany's.
No, I want her. Listen,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Britt is cool. I like
she
Britt.
Is. Yeah. She was very
I'm not
present.
Gonna kill Brittany.
But I'm worried. I'm so now I have to just stay away from my house.
Why?
Oh, no, like I said, just text me and I will send you the number of the guy who will do a ritual to uninvite our vampiric friends.
That's mean.
So
Brittany doesn't have to know about it. She'll just invite you back
next
time.
Oh, that's true.
It's fine.
Uh-huh. So, speaking of vampires having to be invited and weaknesses, we always like to leave our audience off with one last really hot tip about if they were facing down a vampire and they only had time for one and one only kind of clue, tip, pro tip to defend themselves against a vampire in D&D. How would
in
they
D&D?
How would, Dungeons and Dragons? It's a game that also has.
I bet Gary Gygax.
Yeah, he was pretty.
What a tip
sexist.
In D&D?
Yeah, like if they were sitting around a table, like I don't care if people know about like actual vampires because like this is supposed to be a Dungeons and Dragons show. Like if
you didn't tell me that.
Oh, are you a...
I play Dungeons & Dragons every Thursday.
Do you play a vampire, right?
No, I play tiefling, obviously.
Can tieflings be vampires?
In D&D, yes.
Sure, yeah, why not?
But I don't think in real life.
I don't think tieflings really exist in real life.
Yeah, I was gonna...
exist.
Oh.
And I don't think they can be vampires. I think it just kind of cancels out. Also, they're spicy. They're so spicy.
Like, literally, right?
Oh, my God.
It gives you heartburn, doesn't it?
Goes right through me faster than human blood does. Oh, you wanted a tip.
Right. Yeah, for people who are playing Dungeons & Dragons against vampires.
Fun fact about vampires. You want to stop us from chasing you? Throw down a lot of rice, and we have to... count all of them.
They're so OCD. It's awesome.
Really?
Like, super
Danny
useful.
Does it for fun on like Friday nights. It's annoying for me.
Look, just because I like counting rice.
What? I don't. You just throw them on my floor and you're like, hey.
That sounds pretty.
Do we?
Yes.
That sounds pretty asshole-ish of your lawyer.
It's fine. She's also my best friend.
We're cool.
Hey, thank you so much. I will never be returning to my house again, so Dragonbait, you may as well just fucking leave because aww. I'm not gonna get there for you to eat
but
me.
But I like you!
Oh, we can just stay here.
I mean, it's your house now.
Basement for sure.
It's your house
God,
now.
We can just leave it as a murder basement!
Yeah!
Which is such a good idea!
Are there drains? Oh, I can put drains in here.
Oh, totally.
There's two drains.
Sweet! We don't even have to install
them. We need
them.
More.
You know, if we aim it right, we'll be fine.
You're right.
when you're not eating and draining people or lawyering for a vampire, where can people find you two at?
People can actually find both of us on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. on the Majestic Goose for That's Pretty Crafty. See if you could find my vampire powers. You can also find me over at the Nerd Asylum. I am running Altered Carbon in August. I am in a whole bunch of other shows. You can check us out at thenerdasylum.com.
Danny, your turn. You can find me pretty much at the Majestic Goose Network. Mm-hmm. Doing That's Pretty Crafty, doing Doom Clock, mm-hmm. Excellent Fun Times, and Roll for Weird with DB as our keeper.
I play
Laysa the Divine, who's not a big fan of most vampires, but I do kind of love Silas. He's pretty awesome.
That's true. I also forgot, I'm at 20SA as well.
We do a lot of stuff.
We run the internet just like the world because of vampires.
You just pull up internet.com, you'll find us.
Yeah,
all
totally,
of us.
Yes.
Yep. gotta buy that now, Adam.
If I swear to God, if internet.com is not taken, I will fucking buy it tonight. Do it. And other than that, this episode's probably gonna be out in, you know, fucking like
six
weeks from now, because we've got three different episodes. So it may literally be September. I don't know. So I don't know exactly what to plug, but yeah, just go to majesticgoose.com. You should be up to date. Or the number one thing you could do is join our Discord. That's where we're like actually active.
Yes.
I'm really bad at like social media and shit. So it's pretty much bit.ly/halfway to Discord or bit.ly/one-shot-discord. Both will get you in there. You can join. You can hang out with all three of us. Dragon Bait will not drink your blood. Usually, only one Discord person has.
They know what they did.
It's gone missing. They gone missing.
It was totally deserved, though.
Danny covered it up well.
It's never been proven. Danny got Dragon Bait out of all the felony charges. Just pled to a few misdemeanors. We don't talk about that.
No.
And remember, at least half of what you heard tonight is probably true.
All of it is. I can't lie.
That's right. Vampires can't lie. They're like horses. Love you all. See you. Bye, everybody.